What up, VoiceTubers? I'm Wen, and today we're talking about chess. Alright, admit it. You got all hyped about chess after watching the Queen's Gambit, didn't you? I, for one, am guilty. For those who've never heard of the Queen's Gambit, it's one of the most popular, if not the most popular, Netflix original series in 2020, centered around an orphaned girl who went on to become a world-class chess player. It's a stellar show and I highly, highly recommend it. I was in a chess club during elementary school, but forgot mostly everything about it after going a few years without so much as seeing a chessboard and its pieces. But now the Queen's Gambit's got me hooked again, and with my brother challenging me time and time again, there's no way in which I could see myself walking away. Besides, chess has always been an interesting game to me as it's referenced in a lot of movies and books as a metaphor of some sort. Today's video talks about how chess came to be and its importance in the modern world. And with that is our sentence of the day. Over the roughly 1.5 millennia of its existence, chess has been known as a tool of military strategy, a metaphor for human affairs, and a benchmark of genius. 在1500多年的历史中，西洋棋一直被视为军事战略的工具，人类事物的隐喻，以及评定天赋的基准。好，那我们再回到我们的 sentence of the day 之前，我们先看几个 pronunciation tips。第一个 pronunciation tip 是 roughly。Roughly 的 O 音这边要发 a 的音，然后 G H 是发 f 的音，所以是 roughly。Roughly。那我们第二个看到的字是 millennia。Millennia 这个字有点难念，所以我们分成几个部分念。Millennia。Millennia。好，那我们第三个发音重点是。Military, 所以也是分成几个部分念 military. 那注意第二个 I 不是发 E 也不是发 I 的音，是发 E 的音，所以是 military. 好，那我们第四个发音重点是 strategy. 那我们第四个发音重点是metaphor, 所以分成 metaphor 这样念。那我们最后一个发音重点是 genius, e 的音发长母音 e, 所以是 genius。好，那我们再看一次我们今天的句子。Over the roughly 1.5 millennia of its existence,Chess has been known as a tool of military strategy, a metaphor for human affairs, and a benchmark of genius. 好，那我们现在进入我们今天的 vocabulary。我们第一个 vocabulary 就一定是 millennia。Millennia 是一个 noun， 它的意思是几千年。那其实要注意说它这个 millennia 是复数，虽然它最后没有加 s， 它是 millennium 的复数型，所以 millennium 是单数， millennia 是复数。那我们看一下我们今天的例句。 On her most recent expedition, the professor unearthed a fossil dated 2 millennia back.在他最近期的考察，教授挖出了一个2000年前的化石。好，那我们刚刚看到的那个 millennium 就直接是千年单数。那我们在讲到 millennials 的时候，又是一个不一样的东西。millennials 是指千禧年出生的人，或者是跟千禧年有关的人，也就是一千年的。那千禧年出生的，也就是1981到1996之间出生的人，那常常我们会听到人就是对 millennials 会有一些刻板印象，有人会觉得说哦 millennials 比较懒啊，或是 millennials 可能就是比较有公主病啊之类的。然后还有一种很常见，就是 millennials 就是 work to live 而不是 live to work， 他们比较重视他们的生活品质。不过要注意，就是这些都是 stereotypes， 就是这些不一定是在每一个人身上都会看见的，只不过说在很多电影或影集里面会提到。那相对的 Gen Z 的话，就是1997到2012，也就是比较年轻这个时代。那在 Millennials 之前的话是 Gen X， 也就是1965到1979年代的人。那在更之前呢，就叫做 Baby Boomers， 也就是1946到1964年间的出生的人。因为那时候第二次世界大战结束之后，就是有一个婴儿潮，所以才会叫 Baby Boomer。 好，那我们看到我们第二个 vocabulary， 也就是 military。 那 military 就是一个 adjective， 意思是军事的或是军用的。好，那我们先看到我们的 example sentence。 Military intelligence is treated with high vigilance and can be only accessed by selective ranks。军事机密是以高度警觉对待，而只有一些官员有审阅的权限。这边 military intelligence 就是指军事机密， intelligence 就是指资讯或是机密的意思。好，那我们第三个 vocabulary 是 metaphor。 metaphor 是一个名词，它的意思是暗喻或隐喻。那这边有一个 example sentenceStefan is always referred to as the black sheep of the family, which is a metaphor for saying he's never fit into the family. Stefan 一直被誉为家里的黑羊，是在暗喻他从来没有融入过这个家庭。对，所以black sheep 是一个蛮有名的隐喻，然后常常被用来指说哦，就是融入不进一个团体的人。对。那我们这边要补充的是明喻跟暗喻的差别。那明喻就是 simile， 暗喻就是 metaphor。 那如果是 simile 的话，就会说哦，什么东西 is like 什么东西，那就会用 like 像这个字。可是在用 metaphor 的时候会直接说什么东西 is 什么，就会省去像 like 这个字。这个就是 simile 跟 metaphor 唯一的差别，不然其实他们很常被搞混。 And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Have you ever tried a hand at chess before? Or do you prefer something else? What's your favorite board game? Let me know down in the comments, because I'd love to do nothing else than to try out something new, especially considering how much we're held inside our homes nowadays thanks to the pandemic. But hey, lastly, don't forget to leave your recordings, and I'll catch you next time. And play some board games!